Hey ladies, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Trisha Stefankowitz, and I'm a registered dietitian. On today's episode, we are going to talk about something that is very common as humans that we all do, this idea of wanting to make a new change in your life, but that you have to wait until Monday to start that one thing that you want to achieve. We've all been there, that allure of a fresh start, whether it be the new year or whether it be a new Monday. We have this feeling of anticipation and we long for that new possibility of achieving this goal that you've been putting off forever. And Monday is going to be the day that you start working on that goal. The problem is that when you delay action until Monday, although it seems really harmless, you're in this place where you may actually be hindering your progress and perpetuating this cycle of procrastination. And so on this episode today, we're going to talk about the pitfalls of waiting until Monday to start something new and trying to figure out if there's a better strategy, a better mindset that will help you achieve your goals and not feel like you have to wait until Monday, but really feeling like when you're ready or even when you feel like you're in that moment to take action. Because that's what is ultimately going to get you to your goal, is the taking action part and being consistent with it. And if we wait until Monday, it interferes with that idea of taking action, and it also interferes with you being able to maintain some consistency to achieve the desire that you want. Monday, for a lot of us, symbolizes this clean slate, this chance to leave behind anything that you saw that was difficult with the past week, any obstacles that came up that you maybe found it hard to navigate, any of the mistakes you think you made or things that just didn't go in your favor. Mondays can act as a way that we convince ourselves that nothing really has to be done until Monday, because if we start on a Monday, that optimizes our chance of success in the long term. And so for a lot of us, we designate Mondays as the start of new beginnings. And I know that you're not the only one that does this. I also have found myself in this mindset at times where I don't quite want to work on my goal yet, but I feel like it's something that I need to do. And so Monday becomes a really great goal because it gives me time to relax and get my mindset around what it is that I'm trying to achieve. Or at least that's what I tell myself. And so maybe you're telling yourself that too. The problem with waiting until Mondays is that there is some procrastination that goes along with this idea. When we have this idea that we're going to start something on Monday, it can lead to this idea that we are postponing any action that we're trying to take towards our goal until a specific day of the week that we think will work best for us. And what happens during that time is that we give ourselves permission to make excuses in the meantime. And we rationalize this by telling ourselves that we're going to spend the weekend getting prepared. We're going to spend the weekend getting motivated so that we can really start to tackle our goals on Monday. But I doubt most of us do that. I think more often than not, we kind of are just using that weekend to just eat with all the things that we're trying to give up on Monday, or lay on the couch and watch TV because we have until Monday, or we can continue to drink or smoke or do whatever it is until Monday, because Monday is going to be the magical day that everything's going to change and our mindset's going to change and we are just going to be ready, when you may not actually be ready on Monday. So this procrastination serves to prolong us from not taking action. And the more we do that, the harder it's going to be to start on Monday. And so if we are in this place that we designate Monday as our start date, we have the potential to set ourselves up for any unforeseen obstacles that can get in the way, or something that could arise that could actually take you off target and you're not able to start something on Monday. And this could lead to further procrastination and further delay of us working towards the goal that we are trying to achieve and perhaps we desperately really want to achieve. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is this idea of what's happening when we wait until Monday and trying to utilize and figure out some ways that we can help ourselves not feel like we have to pick a day in the future to work on our goals, that we feel like we can start today, because there doesn't need to be a designated day. It can be whenever we feel like we're ready and whenever we feel like we're ready to take that step. So when we talk about getting to and waiting until Monday to achieve our goals, again, we set ourselves up that we are avoiding any of the anticipatory pain or discomfort that can potentially come from waiting until Monday. And so we have more time that we can dream about and think about what we want to achieve, but without actually taking any action, without actually doing anything. And I know I've gotten in cycles like this, as I'm sure you have too, where you're so busy dreaming about what it is you desire and how you're going to get there, that you're not actually in the doing or the taking action part to make the very thing that you want happen. And so how do we get to a place that we can work towards taking action and break free from this Monday mentality, which can be similar to this all or nothing mentality too? Like, over the weekend, I'm just going to go crazy, but then on Monday, everything is going to go right back to perfect, which in reality isn't going to happen anyway. So let's talk about this idea of, instead of thinking that you're going to wait until Monday, you can start to embrace the present moment and think about what it is you're trying to achieve and taking action now. When it comes to making any change, whether it comes to your health or any other goals that are in your life, there is no magic moment that is going to compel you that you need to take action. You may have these periods where you feel like, this is it, this is my last time. But most of the time when you get to a goal and you look back at what you achieved and you look back at later the circumstances that surrounded it, it probably wasn't, or at least for most things in your life, it probably wasn't this like starting on Monday kind of deal. It was probably this time where you felt compelled to take action, and that's when the transformation started. And when you go back after you've achieved the goal and you look at it, it was probably these mundane moments that happened over and over and over again that got you to the goal. It wasn't that you had this blast of motivation on a Monday that lasted. It was lots of different decisions that happened during that time, that what got you there was that you consistently took action and that you didn't wait in between. You didn't stop and start. You just kept going. When you are waiting till Mondays, what happens, I believe, is that there is that stop and start. You work towards a goal. Maybe you only do it for a couple of days. Then you stop. And then you're like, okay, it's Monday. Let me try again. Then you start on a Monday again. And maybe this week you get 4 days of what you wanted to do. And then the other days you're like, oh, can't do it. Let me wait again. So it keeps you in this mindset that you're stopping and starting and that you're having this all or nothing around what you're trying to achieve. And really what may work better is that you start now, that you pick a time right today and you say, okay, today's the day that I'm going to start. Because the reality is that there is not going to be a perfect time for you to start. It's never going to be easier. If anything, the longer you wait, the harder it's going to get. I think a lot of times we think that we're going to wait till Monday because we can psych ourselves up. But by the time Monday comes, you may actually not be psyched at all. You may actually be feeling more and more dread. And so waiting until then just creates more and more of that anticipatory dread. And the reality is that your body isn't going to wait forever. It's not going to be in this state forever. And so if you're trying to make a decision about when to start taking control of something like your health, then why not today? Because over time, all of the decisions that you make with not taking action will start to catch up with you. You'll see that all of a sudden it's not that you didn't do anything last year. It's that you haven't done anything for the last 5 years or the last 10 years or the last 20 years. And you find yourself that you are waking up one day and you've aged and that process has started to accelerate. Your joints may hurt or you are really weak and you don't have as much muscle as you did. Or maybe you start to feel sluggish and that you don't have any energy. You're tired all the time. Or maybe you're just in this place that you're starting to become more at risk for diseases. Maybe your doctor's talking to you about your blood pressure or your blood sugar, that both of these are high, and perhaps you even need to start taking medicine. So now is the time that I want you to start thinking about making a change, because as you get older and the less you do when it comes to your health, the more at risk you're going to be of developing some kind of disease that can likely be chronic. And there's never going to be a perfect time to start. And so instead of fixating on a future date to start, whether it be a Monday or whether it be a new year, trying to get to a place that you can cultivate a mindset of living in the present moment and that now is the time to take action to get you towards your goal. And recognizing that in every day, there is an opportunity for growth and progress to happen, regardless of the day of the week. That if you feel like you ate terribly last night or in a way that wasn't in line with your goals, the next meal is when you can start. If you feel like you haven't exercised in a week, so I might as well wait another week, no, start today. If you feel like you drank too much last night, okay, well then you have a new day to start today. If you felt like you are in a lot of debt and you don't even know how to manage it and you can't even like go through your finances, start today. It's never going to be more comfortable. It's never going to be this magical moment that you feel like you're ready to start. But really what's going to happen is that once you get your mindset around that, that there's no ideal time, that there's no magic moment, and that the goal is to start with the next opportunity you have available to you, that's where you're really going to start to see a momentum with the goals that you're trying to achieve. I would just start to focus on taking the next step for where you are now and let that start to be your motto. Not that you are waiting until Monday, but just kind of saying, okay, what's my next step? What's my next step? What's my next step? What can you do today? Because even if you can get to a place that you can do something little today, it's going to be way better than waiting until next week and then not doing anything. And so you're starting to develop these skills of consistency. So even if today you don't feel like you're in a place that you can go for a walk because you don't feel comfortable or you don't know if you can squeeze it in, even if you do like 10 minutes, it's more than you would have done had you waited until Monday. And then the more that you start thinking like this, the more action you take, the more consistent you will be, and the more it will propel you towards the goal that you're trying to achieve. And again, when you go back in a year and you look back at your goals, sure, there may be like a time associated with when you achieved your goals. I think birthdays is a really big one. So maybe you started like a year out before your birthday and you associate that transformation with your birthday. The reality is that there was probably these little tiny thoughts that were going to through your head that you wanted to achieve something by a certain date, but you didn't say, I'm going to start, you know, on January 1st and then maybe continue in that same way with that same momentum from January 1st. Or maybe you do, but I suspect it ends up being these moments where maybe you start and you want to give up, but you have this now mindset of like, okay, I can't wait until Monday. I'm going to start with my next best step. And that's what's going to get you to your goal in the long run a year from now. So let's start thinking about some of the mindset shifts that need to be done and that you're not focusing on just waiting until Monday, but you're focusing on what you can do today, no matter how small, that you are just taking the next best step for where you are. And that leads into the next thing of starting small. Rather than waiting for the perfect moment to begin to take these big steps towards your goal, let's start thinking about taking these small, manageable steps towards your goal today, whatever that looks like. Whether that looks like maybe packing your meal instead of going out to eat at lunch. Maybe it means you eat breakfast when normally you wouldn't. It can be something that feels so insignificant, but in the long term will probably be very life-changing for you. Because remember, it's not these big goals that get you to the long point and to the end point for a prolonged period of time. It ends up being these little small things that you do that you're able to start doing more consistently that are added to things that you're already doing that are going to help create a schedule and help you get to the goals that you're trying to achieve. So break the idea that you have to have this big objective to get to what you want and start thinking about ways that you can break down what the bigger goal is into these tinier steps and tasks that you are able to commit to taking action on and that you're able to take action on most days of the week. Because anything that you do, no matter how small it may feel today, will take you in a step in the direction that you're trying to go towards with whatever goal you are trying to achieve. And then there is this consistency component with achieving any goals too, right? And you need this consistency for long-term success. Rather than relying on these sporadic bursts of motivation, these ideas that Monday is going to be the day that you're motivated, trying to figure out how to prioritize consistency with your actions and habits is going to really help you achieve your goal. And by setting realistic goals and committing to making really small changes incrementally over time each day, regardless of what day of the week it is, that's what's going to help you achieve your goal for the long run. So if you're saying, oh, I'm only going to do something on Mondays, well, then I'm going to start on Monday and then you don't have consistency through the week. And again, it puts you in this place that you're doing like that you're stopping and starting and you're never really achieving anything. I see this a lot of times with women when you're trying to do something when it comes to a goal that you want. And really it's like, I see it a lot around food and it tends to be like, oh, I got off track and there was just this one meal. And then it's very hard for them to get back on track. So then they say, okay, well, it's going to be hard for me this weekend because I have all these things that I need to do this weekend. So I'll wait until Monday. And then Monday comes around and then their week is just as crazy. And I say for women because I think women have this huge responsibility, and there's always something that's going to be in the way, and there's always going to be something that interferes with whatever goal it is. And waiting till Monday gives them and gives you a feeling that you can kind of get yourself together until you're ready. But I don't know that you're ever really ready. And so it's just a way that we prolong this behavior from ever really moving towards your goals. So if you're able to say, okay, what can I do today? Is there anything I can do today? What is it that I can do for this meal? That's going to be more helpful for you than waiting so long in between for doing something. And I do believe that, like, the longer you do it, the harder it is for you to get back on track. I always in my head have had this like 24 to 48 hour rule where if you're not doing something within like 24 to 48 hours, it's going to be much, much harder to get back on track. So maybe that's what you do too, is like you have like a time limit set in your head, like, all right, if I don't get back on track within like 2 days, I need to really just like pick that as my starting point. In 2 days, I'm doing it, whether it's Monday or not, because there is no magical moment. There is no magical day of the week. There is no magical date of the year that's going to help me feel more motivated. And then regardless of where you are in this journey, knowing that you will have setbacks and recognizing that there will be obstacles, which is part of the journey towards success. Am I saying that you can never start on Monday again? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I just want you to start thinking about the mindset that you're doing when you're thinking about that you're going to delay something until Monday. And instead of dwelling on any past failures or missed opportunities that you have, that you're able to practice self-compassion with yourself and know that you're moving forward regardless of what day it is. Because I think sometimes as women, we tend to get really hard on ourselves and we beat ourselves up and we act very unkindly to ourselves and much more unkindly than we would to our friends. And what ends up happening is we feel such shame about that, that it we just kind of sit in it. And then we delay the doing again, and we delay the taking action again because we feel like we need to punish ourselves. But we don't need to do that. We don't need to sit in those feelings. We can just decide, okay, I might not feel like I want to do something today, but I'm going to do it. Because why not? What's the harm? Why wait? And if you're in a place that you're being really unkind to yourself, it's going to be really hard for you to get through that mindset shift. So with anything, just kind of letting all that old stuff go and just kind of being in the moment and just looking forward, that's what's going to get you to where you need to go. And that's what's going to help you remain determined during the process of making any behavior change. So I want to remind you today that the allure of Monday may feel really tempting to you. It may feel great that you will have all weekend until you start something, and that procrastination and that postponing of action may feel good over the weekend, but it probably won't feel great as Monday rolls around. So as we come to an end of this episode, I want to remind you that you can achieve your goals at any time. You don't have to wait and pick a certain day to start working towards those goals. Instead of waiting for the quote unquote perfect moment, think about seizing the opportunity that's presented to you today and start to think about what you can do or what action you can take today to embrace your journey and to start or continue your journey into self-improvement. Remember that the best time to start is always going to be now. It's always going to be the next best step. What does that look like for you? Reminding you that there is no magical moment to start something new, and that your journey is going to be filled with many insignificant, non-magical moments that over time will help you get to your goal. They will feel really insignificant at the time, and then looking back, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I did that. Because it's not the time of the week that you start, it's that you actually take action and you get out of your head and you start doing and moving forward, no matter how small, because that's what's going to allow you to be consistent and ultimately get to the goal that you're trying to achieve. So remember today that the moment is now to start. I want you also to come back to this episode whenever you need to remind yourself that you don't have to wait until Monday and that any day is the perfect day to take action. I think a lot of times we, and I'm really guilty of this, that I listen to something one time and then I'm like, oh, and I feel motivated in that moment and then I forget the things that I've learned. And so remind yourself sometimes if you need to come back and listen to this. And share this episode with any of your friends that are perhaps going through the same thing that you're going through and that want to wait until Monday. And remember that you can learn anything new at any point in time, right? And that you don't have to delay the gratification of doing something new. You don't have to sit in that idea that you're going to take action but never actually do something. You can start taking action and doing something today. So I want to remind you that together we can all kind of make these mindset shifts, and together we can work towards the goals that you're trying to achieve, and that they're not obtainable for you. It's just trying to switch some of the things that you've learned in the past that you probably don't need to have anymore in terms of this mentality that you can start doing something today and that you don't have to wait. And there's no better time to start than today, because your health isn't going to be here forever. Nobody ever thinks that their health is going to decline, that they're going to be the person that ends up getting diabetes or that ends up getting diagnosis of high blood pressure or that may find themselves in the hospital. Nobody ever thinks that day is going to come. And so if you're able to start today, you can hopefully start to avoid those consequences that may be in your future because you're taking action. So I appreciate you guys for listening. I'm very grateful for all of the listens that I get and for all of the feedback that I get. So I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope that you're able to find something that you can do today to take action that will get you to the goals that you are trying to achieve.